Management Guidance Committee report, and that's my responsibility, but it's easy for me because I'm going to turn it over to Sarah to give us a presentation.
Okay, thank you. For those that don't know me, my name is Sarah Heil, and I am a groundfish policy analyst in the regional office, and I'm also a member of the TMGC. So today I'm going to give you a brief overview of the TMGC's development of a quota trading mechanism, and then present a couple options that are available to the council to get this concept off the ground and potentially incorporate a trading mechanism into the FMP. And hopefully this presentation is a nice transition or from habitat discussion. So just to give you a little background on what's been developed so far, the TMGC met in February and developed draft trading principles and also recommended a pilot project to further explore the concept of quota trading and work through some of the implementation issues for each country. The steering committee then met in April and accepted these draft trading principles as well as the recommended pilot project. And the steering committee also formed a working group to help carry out the pilot project. And the working group was tasked with developing the final details necessary for executing a trade. So since the working group was formed, we've had some initial discussions in the regional office and with council staff over the last month and a half on how trading could be implemented in the U.S. And what options might be available to the council to get this pilot project off the ground for 2013, and then in the long term, what options are potentially available to incorporate this into the FMP. So looking at implementation of trading for 2013, when the TMGC recommended the pilot project, it walked through a pretty detailed example of what a trade might look like, and neither country thought that it would have cod quota available for a trade. So the TMGC presumed that haddock and yellowtail would be the candidate species available for a trade. So under this assumption, the TMGC discussed a possible scenario where the U.S. could receive additional yellowtail quota in the 2013 fishing year in return for giving additional haddock quota to Canada for the 2014 fishing year. The Canadian fishing year is the calendar year. So the offset between the U.S. and Canadian fishing years allow a trade to be made with adjacent fishing years. So since the working group wasn't formed until April, this is really the first opportunity for the U.S. to start working through how this would be implemented. And because of that, it's probably not feasible for the council to complete a management action or get a trading mechanism in place in time for the 2013 fishing year. So as a result, an option that is available to the council is to request an emergency action for 2013 if a trade were to become available this fall. And we think it might be relatively simple to implement a trade this year. Presumably what would happen is when the TMGC met this fall to recommend 2014 quotas, if a trade were negotiated, the TMGC would also recommend a change to the 2013 quotas. So the U.S. quota for yellowtail would presumably be increased, and the Canadian share would be decreased. And then any haddock quota for 2014 would be incorporated into the TMGC's recommendation for next year. So that's kind of the overarching approach of how this might play out. There are probably a number of details that could be discussed and that should be developed further. The groundfish committee meetings this summer might be a good opportunity to continue these discussions and any potential requests for an emergency action for 2013. So just to give you a look at the timeline of what 2013 might look like, here we are in June, and if the council agrees with the general approach of potentially requesting an emergency action and continuing discussion of this issue this summer, it could pass a motion today to that effect. The TMGC and the steering committee meet at the beginning of September, and this is when the TMGC would recommend 2014 quotas, and the U.S. and Canada at that time would consider any possible 2013-2014 trade. Then at the September council meeting, this is typically the council meeting where the council selects preferred U.S.-Canada tax for the upcoming fishing year, presumably this would happen again this year. And at that time, the council could also provide further input on any potential action or request for an emergency action for the 2013 fishing year if a trade were available. So January 1 starts the Canadian fishing year, and at that time, if there were any potential emergency action, we might anticipate that that action would be implemented around January 1. So that's the approach for 2013. And then moving into implementation of trading for 2014 and beyond, and looking at how this a trading mechanism might be incorporated into the FMP, it is possible that it could require an amendment depending on how complex the trading mechanism is. Because of other ongoing management actions and council priorities, it's probably not possible for the council to complete another amendment this year in time for the 2014 fishing year for quota trading. So this is a short-term and long-term approach to get at that and balance some of the priorities. In this year's groundfish framework, which is Framework 51, I believe, the council could add a measure that would give the regional administrator authority to modify the U.S.-Canada quotas in season consistent with any trade that would be made. And then in the long term, the council could develop a more complex trading mechanism through an amendment. And some of the discussion at the TMGC intersessional meeting this February, there were a couple ideas floated of a more complex trading mechanism where there could be a voluntary sector pool where sectors could choose to contribute quota to that pool that they would want or would be willing to trade. And so those types of mechanisms would likely require an amendment and would take a little bit more time. But this approach, the short-term and long-term approach, would at least ensure that something is in place for the 2014 fishing year should a trade be available. Because of the timing, the 2014 fishing year would probably not meet any emergency criteria. So this at least ensures that there's a backstop measure in place while the council works on maybe a more complex mechanism through an amendment. So that's the general approach that we think might be the best way forward for the council, and I'll go ahead and open it up to questions.
Anyone on the council have questions for Sarah on this? David Pierce.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah. The short-term solution is the suggestion that in Framework 51 that we began yesterday, that in that framework we add that measure, giving the RA the authority to make those in-season modifications. Is that the suggestion?
Yes, it would be a pretty simple measure and, you know, probably narrowly focused so that it would be consistent with any trade that was available. The regional administrator could do an in-season action to change the quotas.
Anyone else on the council?
Terry
Alexander.
But for this year, we would need to pass a motion for an emergency action to give the RA the authority, right, for this trading year?
I think because of the timing, you know, here we are at the end of June, and this is the first opportunity for the council to start discussing this. I think it's unlikely that a framework action could be pulled together in time for U.S. industry to be able to maximize any benefit from additional yellowtail quota for 2013.
Terry.
So with that being said, I'll offer a motion to give the RA authority to execute a trade with Canada on yellowtails and haddock.
Did you have some suggested actions for us?
I think there are two ways to go about this. If, at least for 2013, if the council agrees with the general approach of potentially requesting an emergency action, it could just pass a motion to that effect that it agrees with this approach and that it wants to continue discussion of this summer at the groundfish committee meetings. And then potentially it could wait until September. If a trade were available at that time, the council could then pass a motion requesting an emergency action and maybe any details in that motion of how they might want to see that trade implemented.
So the initial one is the council agreeing with the concept of continuing to develop a trading mechanism.
Yes. It's probably the simplest way to approach this.
Scratch that. And I'll offer a motion that the council agrees with the concept to continue developing a trading mechanism.
Is there a second to that motion? Matt McKenzie. Discussion? John Bullard.
I want to speak in favor of Terry's motion and to say that I appreciate, first of all, Sarah's explanation of this, and to ask the council's forbearance as we go through this, because we don't have a lot of time, and the goal here is to get Yellowtail in 2013. You may have heard that the quota on Yellowtail is very low, and the U.S. share is extremely low. And so we don't have 9 years, like the Habitat Amendment, to work this problem out. We've got a matter of months. And so I've asked Sarah, and I've pushed our lawyer over there as much as I dare to make this happen in 2013. And so the way this is working out with our friends in Canada is that we're going to get yellowtail that they haven't caught, right? So it's not really worth anything to them. And in exchange for that, they're going to get haddock that we are not going to catch. So it's not worth much to us. So this is in one sense, a deal that's fairly easy to make. And the advantage is with the offset years is that this is a wimpy deal. You know, I'll gladly pay you Thursday for a hamburger today. We're going to get the yellowtail in 2013 and pay the haddock in 2014. So the offset years works to our advantage, which gives us a break. But we don't have a lot of time to work this out. So the nice thing about this is that receiving fish is the easier part of this from the regulatory part of it. And the emergency action is the easiest way to do that. So you're giving me or requesting the emergency action is the easiest, probably the only way to do it and make it happen in 2013. We'll do it in the long term. My Canadian counterpart has said, we really want to do this long term. We're not interested in this as a one-year fix. We're interested in a trade and transfer mechanism over the long term. And so we will set this up as a trade and transfer mechanism that will go forward with an amendment on a long-term thing, but this is a quick fix that we're trying to get in place right now, and so we're patching the airplane as we're flying, and that's what's going to take the forbearance of the council as we go forward on this. And so I just I appreciate the indulgence of the council as we work this out on the fly, and the Canadians. And I'm very grateful to the Canadians that they are interested. They don't have to do this, but I'm appreciative that they're interested in pursuing this with us because, you know, I think this is, frankly, more helpful to us than it is to them. But at any rate, the motion is helpful. We'll take the motion and pursue it in our meetings with the Canadians and come back to you, and then the next thing would be your request of an emergency action, and with that we should be able to receive yellowtail, then will come complicated things in terms of between groundfish and scallopers, who gets it. There'll be complicated votes coming up, complicated votes about where does the haddock come from in 2014, but those are all in the future. Thanks.
Anyone else on the council? David Pierce.
Yeah, I appreciate the efforts of John and company to move this forward, consistent with our desires that some sort of a trade be done for this year. My question about the motion is, if we adopt this, does it mean that we are also agreeing to a long-term solution described in the presentation, meaning a more complex trading mechanism? My fear is that we would be sending a message to the Canadians that we're fine with the U.S.-Canadian understanding, no need to deal with that, to revisit it, and that we're willing to move into the future, maybe deep into the future, with just trading quota. If that's what's going to happen, I'm uncomfortable with the motion, because I think we've said, if not in a formal motion, then during discussion, that a long time has passed since this understanding was created, and that there's a need for Canada and the U.S. to sit down and have some discussion about whether there's a need to make some change that would be mutually beneficial, but at the same time recognize changing circumstances and other factors. So that's my question. To what extent does this motion impact our ability to address head-on with the Canadians the understanding itself?
At this same meeting in which we addressed the beginning aspects of the trading mechanism, we also put out there requests to begin to re-examine the agreement itself. So that is also ongoing as we speak. This is being addressed by us right now because it is a more urgent item. That is the other item is ongoing as we speak. Further comments from the council? Go to the audience. Any comments on this? Gibb?
Thank you, Gibb Brogan with Oceana. Don't have a problem with the intent. It's the mechanism here. And question whether the council can plan to have an emergency. One of the leading criteria to use emergency rulemaking under Magnuson is that it's recent and unforeseen. And how the council or the agency can plan to use an emergency rule sometime in the future is a question. And was just taken up in the Gulf of Mexico with their use of emergency rulemaking. So I just want to flag that one and want to make sure that this meets all of the criteria. I know that this council has been leaning on emergency rulemaking fairly often, and we want to make sure that it's used appropriately. Thank you.
We have wicked good legal opinion. Anybody else in the audience? Back to the council. Call the question. All those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, 16-0-0, unanimous. Sarah, is there anything else we need to address at this point on this?
No, I don't think so. I think we can just move forward and then this summer start working through some of the details.
Well, thank you for the presentation. I saw a hand up. Was it Dave Gaethel? Did you have a question?
Thanks,
Sarah. I am going to see. I've sort of thought that we would target 12:30 for a lunch break, and I'm wondering if we can get the enforcement report done, and however long that takes, then we'll break after that for lunch. So.